Harmeet Dhillon, GOP paid millions to lawyers who threw Trump under the bus. By Robert Krajicek on November 13, 2020. The Republican Party spent millions of dollars on lawyers in anticipation of election-related legal battles who have abandoned President Donald Trump, said Harmeet Dhillon, the former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party. Dhillon observed how Republican donors have been parasitized by political consultants, campaigns, political action committees, and related operations. She shared her analysis on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Jill Polack. If we continue to run elections and campaigns like we have now, which is sort of a clique of grifters taking a bunch of money as middlemen from in between donors and giving it to candidates and ground and in-party infrastructure, we will lose, Dhillon said. We will lose elections forever, Dhillon said. We have to do a better job of doing that hard, unglamorous work. Yes, paying lawyers to go do that work in advance. What we're finding right now is quite a few of the lawyers that signed up and got huge multi-million dollar grant payouts from the GOP. They've thrown the president under the bus in the past week, Dhillon said. Listen. All of a sudden it's become unfashionable to defend Trump, thanks to bullies on the left trashing lawyers who work for election integrity this week, Dhillon added. And one after the other, these people are caving in. They make excuses, and they're finding ways to gracefully bow out. That was not money well spent, and that was predictable. Dhillon highlighted the weakness of some conservatives who acquiesce to left-wing and partisan Democrat pressures. Fairweather friends have been quite a hallmark of the recent years in our Republican Party, Dhillon determined. That includes a lot of people who staff the Trump administration. They were fairweather friends. They blow with the wind. Adversity clarifies depth of friendship, Dhillon stated. I think we have to figure out who our friends are, she advised. We have to do that hard work. We have to eat our vegetables, and we have to prepare to win. We have to be just as ruthless as the other side. All of this graceful loser stuff, sorry, there's no losing and winning yet. We have to finish the process before we start talking about that. Not just given prematurely to be popular at cocktail parties, Dhillon said. Dhillon called for a post-election accounting of Republican politicking. After this election is over, we have to look, as conservatives, at how we run and fund these elections, Dhillon said. I'm a donor and I'm a volunteer, so I have no axe to grind other than I hate it when I write checks and it turns out that they're being wasted on the lavish lifestyles of certain political consultants and political figures, and I've seen that in election cycles. What's not glamorous is doing the groundwork that makes sure that somebody is checking these voting machines. Do they have infirmities? Texas did that. Texas rejected the voting machines that are now at issue in this election in multiple states with the Dominion software. They rejected that. They said it's too vulnerable to hacking, Dhillon said. Where were the other Republicans in vetting these and putting up objections? Dhillon asked. Lobbyists play a role. Sometimes the lobbyists are cozy with the Republican governor and stuff gets through. I understand that. That happened in Georgia, allegedly. Filing lawsuits against states and counties to remove deceased persons from voter rolls is less glamorous than political consultancy work involving luxury hotels and self-promotion, Dhillon held. When you see a state that has dead people on the rolls, sue them county by county until you eliminate the dead people, Dhillon stated. At least eliminate the bulk of the dead people on the rolls so that people can't go request ballots in their names. Nobody wants to do that. You know why? Because you don't make a 15% mail percentage off of that. You don't get to take road trips and stay at the Four Seasons. You don't have any scampocks that are trying to do that work. So that is the conversation we need to have, Dhillon said. Who's gonna do that grunt work? Guess what? The left is doing it. The left has major donors who have set up organizations and they do that grunt work and they win in Georgia, which has always been a red state, Dhillon said. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.